Chapter 3. at 3, verse 19 to 21. Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until the time of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. We want to thank God for Camp Meeting.
Amen.
We want to thank God for this wonderful opportunity.
Amen.
Yes. It's an opportunity of opportunities.
Yes.
One that if you allow it to pass, you will regret forever.
Yeah.
There's an opportunity today for us who are here to make a decision.
Amen.
We have to make a decision.
Amen.
We heard from the teachings that came our way, that since the inception of the world, God has given man a free will.
Yeah.
Man got lost in the Garden of Eden.
Yeah.
He lost his way.
Yeah.
We were born sinners.
Yeah.
We did not choose to sin. We are born sinners.
Yeah.
That is, you are a sinner by birth.
Yeah.
And destined for hell from the day that you are born. Let's read another verse of scripture or we'll come back to where we are. Psalms 58. Psalms 58. I want to read from verse 3. The wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they be born, speaking lies. Their poison is like the poison of a serpent. They are like the dead man that stoppeth their ear, which will not hearken to the voice of charming. Charming never so wisely. Brothers and sisters, and all that are listening tonight, I want you to know that the Bible is stating very clear that that wickedness that we commit, that evil that men do, they were born like that. Doesn't matter, it's a little baby. When you see it lying in its cradle, that little baby is a sinner. It is a sinner by birth. They start speaking lies from the way they are born. And their father is the father of lies, who is the devil himself. So when you lie, you are being what here you are born. It's just yourself. You can't help it.
Yeah.
You have to lie. You don't. Some people lie that I'm saved. When you are not saved, deceiving yourself. You are not deceiving anybody. God, when man got lost in the Garden of Eden, he provided a solution.
Yeah.
Amen. He provided a solution.
Amen.
He provided Jesus.
Amen.
The Lamb of God. That taketh away the sin of the world.
Amen.
Yes.
Jesus came. We have just celebrated Easter. Time where there are many holidays. But for some of us, it is time to preach the gospel.
Amen.
The gospel of the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Now, Jesus is still giving you a choice.
Amen.
He's still giving me a choice today.
Amen.
to choose to serve Jesus.
Amen.
To choose to be born again.
Amen.
To make a decision, an important decision of your life.
Amen.
We want to thank God we've just heard tonight of testimonies of victory.
Amen.
Those that have decided for the kingdom.
Amen.
Those that have decided to be restored.
Amen.
Restored into the kingdom of God.
Amen. God bless you.
We were not made when God created man, he was pure. He was holy. He had everything. He was godly. He was created in the image of God.
Amen.
Let us make men in our own image.
Yes. God bless you.
That's how God was created. That's how man was created. In the image of God.
Amen.
But the devil was not happy.
Yeah.
The devil was not happy. He wanted to get in. And even now he wants to get in. Yeah. And he told God that these people, they are going to hell with me. Hell was never created for men. It's not for you. It's not for me. We go there by choice.
Yeah.
But if you believe tonight,
amen.
You will be restored to your original.
Yeah.
Restored to your original.
Yeah. God bless you. Glory be to God.
Where you don't lie anymore.
Yeah.
Where you don't smoke anymore.
Amen.
Where you don't cheat anymore.
Amen.
Where you don't commit sin anymore.
Amen.
He is going to restore you.
Amen.
Do you want to be restored?
Yes.
We heard last night this restorer is here.
Yeah.
Restorer is here.
Yeah.
And the restorer is Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus, the Son of God.
Amen.
He wants to restore you tonight.
Amen.
He wants to change your life.
Yes.
Change your life.
Amen.
You were destined for condemnation.
Yeah.
From today, your book, your name will be written in the book of life.
Amen.
It will be written in the book of life.
Yes.
When you close these eyes, you will see angels walk.
Amen.
Don't you want that? Don't you want that? I want that.
Amen.
I want that. Now for you to get that. Has to be restored to your original.
Yes.
The original you. The uncorrupted you.
Yes.
The pure you.
Yes.
In your purity.
Yes.
You, that you can walk in this world. If you are a girl, you are a
female.
If you are a boy, you don't chase after girls.
Amen.
That will be the end.
Yes.
The end of an era.
Yes.
And the end of a chapter.
Yeah.
We heard it this afternoon. Yes. So, Peter is speaking to his own people. He said, telling them to repent and be converted.
Yeah.
Repent and be converted.
Amen.
Now, repentance is not telling a new life. It's turning around.
Yes.
Turning around. You were going that way. When you are told to repent, you make an about turn,
yes,
and you look the other way.
Amen.
Your life, the way that you are walking now, is leading you to death.
Mm-hmm.
Now the way tonight is saying, turn around,
okay.
Live that way,
yeah,
and follow Jesus.
Amen.
Follow this restore.
Amen.
Romans chapter 3. Romans 3. Verse 23. Because there are some who boast that I have never seen. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God,
amen,
being justified freely by his grace,
yeah,
through the redemption that is in Jesus Christ, in Christ Jesus, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God. To declare, I say, at this time, his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of him which believes in Jesus.
Yeah. Amen.
What you need tonight is to be justified. You know, you want to be justified.
Yeah.
To get that justification, just believe.
Amen.
Believe in the redemption plan of God.
Amen. God bless you.
He felt sorry for men. Yeah. When those rascals in the Garden of Eden sinned, they did not seek God. It was God who sought men.
Yes.
Adam, where art thou?
Yes.
Where are you? Tonight he's still calling you.
Yes.
Where are you?
Amen.
You are in this church. You are in this tabernacle. You are in this service, but you are not there.
Ah,
God doesn't see you. He's calling you. He said, son, come to me.
Yes.
And that son come unto me.
God bless you.
And he will give you rest.
Amen.
He's called the Prince of Peace.
Yeah.
He's called the Prince of Peace.
Amen.
He will give you peace.
Amen.
He will give you happiness.
Amen.
He will
Amen.
Give you joy.
Amen.
Joy unspeakable.
Amen.
Joy that comes only through him.
Amen.
All have sinned. We have all sinned.
Yeah.
Through Adam. No, it was not. We did not choose at that time. But right now, because we've heard this word, when you move from here, you are sinning by choice.
Yes.
Because you can turn a new leaf. You can come to Jesus.
Amen.
You can come to him. And he will save you.
Amen.
He will save you.
Amen.
He is able to save you to the uttermost.
Yes.
Those who come to God through him. He came for that purpose.
Glory be to God.
Romans chapter 6, verse 23. No, you get paid for whatever you do in this world. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
My brother is in my sister.
God bless
you. The Bible is very clear. The wages of sin is death.
Amen.
The wages of sin is death.
Amen.
You know, we were supposed to die for our own sin. But thanks be to God through Jesus Christ. We have got a gift, a free gift.
Amen.
You don't wait for a gift. You are given salvation for free.
Amen.
All you need is to believe.
Amen.
Believe the gospel.
Amen.
Believe the word of God.
Amen.
Believe that Jesus came here.
Amen.
God bless you.
If you believe, you'll be saved.
Amen.
You'll be different. You'll be a different person in Namibia.
Amen.
A different person in Vindo. A different person in Odamwa.
Amen.
A different person in any of the cities of this country.
Amen.
A different person in Angola.
Amen. Amen.
You will not be an Angolan anymore, but you'll be a child of God.
Amen.
You'll be a child of God.
Amen.
All those that believe, he gave them power.
Yeah.
They were given power.
Yes.
This is the difference with just attending church. Here we don't attend church.
Yeah.
Here you are given power.
Amen.
Power to say no to sin.
Yes.
Power to say no to Satan.
Amen. Amen.
He will give you power.
Yeah.
God wants to restore you.
Yeah.
Yes, you have suffered for too long.
Yeah.
And he wants to restore you.
Amen.
Jeremiah 30, verse 17.
God bless you.
Jeremiah 30, verse 17. And there is hope in thine end, saith the Lord.
For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wound, saith the Lord. Because they called thee an outcast, saying, This is Zion, whom no man seeketh after.
Here is an excellent promise.
Amen.
He's saying, I will restore you back to health.
Amen.
Let me see. That sickness, it may have come from God. And why did he send it? Because he loves you.
Amen.
He saw your iniquity. He saw your sins. And he's promising tonight that he's going to restore you to health.
Amen.
For total restoration. For I will restore health unto you, unto thee, and I will heal thee of thy wound.
Amen.
If you read it from up there, you will find they have committed iniquity. These are the children of Israel. For those of us who are born again, who are saved, we want to thank God for that Namibia came meeting. God wants to restore.
Yes.
We heard on Sunday at the opening of this camp meeting that our worship needs restoration.
Yes.
Yeah, so that we go back to true worship.
Yes.
Amen.
God help us. God help us. Thank you.
Zoom is very good. We are attending lots of people in the region now. They are attending camp meeting here in social media. But at the same time, it can even be your distraction.
Yeah.
Close heaven for you. Because we must know that at any point in time, we are before God.
Yeah.
Yes. Especially when it comes to worship God. God wants those who worship him in truth and in spirit. Those who don't cheat themselves. Because you can't cheat God.
No.
No. He's omnipresent.
Yeah.
He's everywhere.
Yeah.
He's in your house.
Amen.
Amen.
You give him true worship.
Yeah.
Does he get that from you?
Hey.
But he's promising to restoration.
Amen.
We can be restored.
Yes.
We can be restored.
Yeah.
Today, it doesn't matter to go to church anymore. But the Bible is very clear. Not forsaking your gathering together as others.
Amen.
Children of God,
who were feathered
when they were saved. Who offend them? Who do want to make sure that they get to church on time? If there's congestion, they will even put in the time for congestion. What has happened now? The Lord is coming. The Lord is coming. He wants to restore your worship.
Amen.
To the level that is acceptable to God. Not to your pastor. Not to your tears. But to God. Because he's the one we worship.
Glory be to God. The Lord is good.
Isaiah 61, verse 7. If you make a decision today, even us who are saved, we must repent. We must repent. Repent from anything that is not godly. Verse 7. For your shame, you shall have double.
Amen.
And for your confusion, they shall rejoice in their portion. Therefore, in their land, they shall possess the double. Everlasting joy shall be unto them. God is promising that joy is going to come.
Amen.
He is promising you.
Yes.
When? It starts tonight.
Yes.
When? It starts today. It starts by coming to God. Let me go ahead and read Psalms 51. Let's see someone who had died before God. Who had fallen before God. Who found that he is to go back to God. Let's learn from them. Verse 12. 51 verse 12. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit.
Amen.
Restore unto me the joy of salvation.
Amen.
You know, when you are saved, you receive joy and speak and speak. People will find you smiling. People will find you, you know, joy is different from happiness.
Amen.
Joy is something that you can't explain.
Yeah.
And joy stays with you.
Yeah.
It never ends. It's everlasting water that will take you to eternity. This is what David is crying about. He found that his road was blocked. The joy was gone. The momentary pleasure could not bring him joy anymore. And he's crying out to God. Can we cry out tonight? Can't you cry out tonight? Yes, you, the one who have tested salvation, we have tested it. It is no good to brave yourself. It's no good just to be seen as a minister, as a board member, or as somebody up there. It does not help. You need to make sure you got this joy.
Amen.
And you can ask for it.
Yes.
The time that you have given is now.
Amen. Amen.
When God promised to restore the children of Israel, he will restore them.
Yes.
He will restore them.
Amen.
Restore them in the fear of God.
Amen.
To have your own set of values,
yeah,
your own principles.
Yeah.
Not the principles of the church,
uh-huh,
or the values of the church,
no,
but what you believe in. So you have a job. You do whatever you do with a clear conscience.
Yeah.
And you see that this is an agreement with God. I'm walking in the light of God.
Amen.
You want to walk in the light? Ask for restoration.
Amen.
Ask for restoration.
Amen.
He's going to restore you.
Amen.
And he will lead you. He said there will be a way behind you. There will be a way there. Then you will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way. Walk there in it.
Amen.
Walk there in it. Whether you turn to the right or turn to the left, he will guide you.
Amen.
You want him to guide you? Ask for restoration.
Amen.
Our God is a restorer.
Amen.
You know the story of Job. Job lost everything. He lost his family. He lost everything. He lost his health. He was useless. When his friends came to visit him, he was they were speechless. For a whole week, no one would talk to him. They would not say at a word, seeing how much he was suffering. But you know what God did at the end? Job chapter 42. Job 42. Job 42. Tonight is your night.
Yeah.
Tonight is your night.
Yeah.
Yes. This is the night. Job 42, verse 10. And the Lord changed the captivity of Job when he prayed for his prayer. Also, the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before. Double portion. Double portion. The Lord gave him a double portion.
Amen.
You wanted that double portion?
Yes.
He's promising to give you.
Bless you.
He will give you tonight.
Amen.
He will give you today.
Yes.
All you need is to
Lord,
come back to God.
Amen.
Say, Lord, here I am.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jesus is here.
Amen.
And his business is the business of serving people.
Yeah.
People of this community, of Ondanga here,
amen,
they have seen his emissaries walking there in the villages, like wandering people. People we without purpose, but they have purpose. If you have been invited and you came here tonight, this word is yours.
Amen.
Take this opportunity.
Amen.
Grab this opportunity.
Amen.
Yes, you're going to be restored to the original yourself.
Amen.
Yourself. Life that you have never lived before.
Yes.
Where you can live a sinless life.
Yeah.
People wonder, is that possible? The Bible says there's no one holy in this world. That's what they say. They give life to the word of God. When God says, be ye perfect, for I, God, I am perfect.
Amen.
He want, can he say something? We don't make ourselves perfect.
No.
And we don't make ourselves holy. We are made holy.
Amen.
We are made holy by God. If we make ourselves holy, oh, it's a pity. It's a really pity. Because you can't sustain it.
No.
But the one who makes you holy can sustain it.
Amen.
Up to eternity.
Amen.
Until you. Do you want Jesus?
Yes.
Do you want Jesus?
Amen.
Jesus is here.
Yes.
Amen.
He's inviting you.
Amen.
He's saying, come unto me.
Amen.
When now? Jesus.
Amen.
Come to him.
Amen.
Come to him in prayer.
Amen.
Come to him.
Amen.
Come and seek him.
Amen.
Come and tell him
Amen.
About your problem,
Amen.
What you have lost.
Amen.
He comes to destroy
Amen.
And to destroy the worship of the devil.
Amen.
Bring them.
Amen.
Bring them to him.
Amen.
God bless you.
Amen. 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 Amen.